This is the A2R Recovery Service podcast. Copyright Dave Cooper, all rights reserved.
Hello, my name's Dave Cooper, and I want to welcome you to another podcast for the Alternative to Rehab Service. And today I want to talk to you about balance. Balance is a concept, balance is an idea, balance in the sense of how you're going to apply it and can apply it to your recovery. Let's look at, first of all, the idea of balance and some very ordinary and commonplace things which might actually turn out to be things we can use and will help us. First thing I want to say is when we think about balance, we think about standing up and balancing. In its most basic form, we have to remember first that we had to learn it. You might remember being very young and or you might have a toddler now of your own, and they keep falling, they can't quite stand upright, they fall when they run, they have to have help standing up and so on. So it's first of all the idea that we had to learn it. So don't assume, for instance, that any balance in other parts of your life will just kind of happen naturally and will not have to be worked on. Secondly, and I guess this is connected, it's the idea that we can take it for granted. We can start to assume that everything we do will be balanced, that it will just naturally form part of some kind of harmonious whole, and that if we don't do something about it, it'll just naturally fall into a good place. There is no evidence for that. Actually, there is much more evidence when we think of balance to suggest the opposite. In other words, if you think about standing up now and being balanced and starting to fall over, if you fall forwards and you don't correct yourself in any way, if you don't take any action at all, the result will not be coming back into perfect balance. The result will be falling over. There's no way that you can just take it for granted, or there's no way, shall we say, that it's naturally going to go to a good place when you do. The other thing I'd like to say about balance is, if you're standing up, you may be standing up now, you know, the idea that actually you're constantly correcting yourself. All the time making little tiny corrections to keep your balance. And it's very important that we apply this type of thinking, even though this is the most basic stuff when it comes to balance. The fact is that this is very useful. So again, that's connected, the idea that if we don't correct ourselves, or we think we don't need to correct ourselves, or we think we don't need to have an awareness, or to allow that awareness to speak to us and correct us, then it's naturally going to go to a difficult place or a very difficult place. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take the idea of balance and those very basic and fundamental things we learn about our own physical balance, and we're going to take them into the context of recovery. So how do we do that? Well, we think about balance in the context of recovery. To do this, I'd like you to imagine a line. Now just place that line halfway up an imaginary page, and we'll call this the line of normality, for want of a better term. This is the line at which people can function. It's a functional line, if you like. If we drop below that line, we would say that we are not functioning very well. We'd say that we're not doing very well. If we start to climb above that line, we would say that we're starting to do perhaps better than normal or better than your typical human being in whatever context we're talking about. So there's our line. In this sense, I want to think about balance in terms of below and above the line. So the first thing we need to establish is when we are below the line, if we think of ourselves as below that line, so we're not functioning really well or even up to a normal standard, what takes us up to that line is some form of therapy or counselling. So your counselling stuff, whatever you're doing, whether you're seeing a counsellor, whether you've got a sponsor or a mentor, then whatever work you're doing with them, generally speaking, will be trying to get you up to that line. It will be correcting things, it will be improving things, but it won't be about flourishing. The way we see below the line is called survival or surviving. If we don't keep correcting ourselves to get up to that line, then maybe we're not going to survive. The work you do above the line would generally be coming under the idea of life coaching or some kind of improvement program. Now, again, you may be doing something about this. You may be doing a lot about this. You may be thinking, oh, I need to read that new book on psychology, or I need to go to that class that teaches me how to improve my flower arranging skills or whatever it is. You're trying to improve your life, and that would tend to be above the line, and we'd call that life coaching. So below is therapy or therapeutic stuff, and it's about survival, and above is life coaching and improvement stuff, and that's called flourishing. So the first thing we need to understand is that we shouldn't go to flourishing until we're sure that we're caught with survival. I do see a lot of people who are constantly struggling, constantly challenging themselves to flourish, to have a lot of fun and to achieve things. They're trying to project an image of success. They're trying to impress. They're trying to hide the more difficult areas of their life and so on. And generally speaking, I think this can be thought of as trying to flourish before we've really survived. And I think we need to get those ducks in a row. And we need to say, look, the first thing we need to do is learn how to survive. How are we going to get through the challenges of the day, whether it be to hold a job down, to keep our marriage going, to maintain our sobriety, our clean time, to not fall into old habits of addictive behaviour. Whatever it is, we need to get that first. That's called survival. Now, I often think of that and talk about that with my clients as a stable platform. I always say to them, we need to get a stable platform before we can start thinking about growth and development. So the stable platform, I think, again, if we look at the alcohol and alcoholism as our base, because although there are many different forms of addiction, this is the classic case. And I think for an alcoholic, it would be a couple of months or more without drinking at all, and without fighting the idea of drinking. So it's very important to add that last bit. It's not just about demanding that you don't drink, or demanding that you stay off the internet, or demanding that you don't have a bet, or whatever it is that you're addicted with. It's about a comfortable, a stable platform, an idea that I can now stay away from it, and I have the strategies in place, and I have the ability now to know myself well enough and to know what I need to do so that I can actually stay away from my substance. Now, having done that, we've achieved a stable platform, and we could say that the therapeutic work has been largely completed then. Until the therapeutic work is completed, you probably won't achieve that stable platform because it's just too difficult. And it's often too big an ask, I find, to try and get people to stay away from their substance before they have really achieved the therapeutic basis for their survival. So having survived, having got that stable platform, then we're looking at flourishing. Only then do you want to be putting in things that take you above the line. Now, why would you even need that? Why would you even bother? Well, flourishing is really important. And the reason is because we think of sobriety, we think of genuine recovery as a sink or swim type of position. If we were to stay at the line of normality and say, well, the therapeutic work's done its work, we can now stay away from our substance, we're not fighting it, we've got that stability in our life, why not just stay there? Well, the problem is you won't stay there. That's the difficulty. If you could stay there, then it would be fine. But if you think about sinking or swimming, what you would be doing then, you'd be treading water. You'd be just trying to tread water and stay where you were, and the problem is you start sinking. To maintain and develop a genuine and authentic recovery, you have to start making progress. This is the experience that's been hard won in a lot of people trying to gain authentic recovery, and the findings are that you have to keep growing and development in your life to make it work. So the flourishing is important, but it has to come at the right time. And I think that is connected to the idea of balance, in the sense that there is an old saying, you know, don't run before you can walk. And I think that's exactly what we would be doing here. We'd be trying to run before we'd learn balance properly and learn to walk. So let's look at an exercise now to think about balance and to apply this sort of thing. The exercise I call the circle. It's nothing too complicated. I don't go near complicated things, generally speaking. I want things to be simple so that anyone can understand them and apply them. And all I want you to do now is I want you to get a piece of paper, and I want you to get a pen, a felt tip or anything, and I want you to draw a circle on that sheet of paper. And that circle, it doesn't have to be a great drawing or anything, don't worry about that. Just draw a circle on the piece of paper and think of that as a pie, that you're looking down on the pie. What I want you to do now is I want you to write in the circle, in terms of slices of pie, I want you to write in as many subjects as you have in your life. Now, keep them really broad, don't go to any detail, but think about things like, you know, family, work, socialising or fun. Put in a few of these categories. If you've got a really important hobby that's dear to your heart, then write that in. You know, if it's shooting or golfing or painting or whatever, put that in as well. You should end up ideally with about 4, 5 or 6 of these segments. Now, if there's any less than that, I think, you know, you need to think about it a bit more. Certainly there would automatically, I think, be about 4. No, certainly no more than 6, I don't think. Although, you know, it's for you to work out, and I guess this stuff can all be individual. But once you've done these segments, then what I want you to do is I want you to make the slice of pie for that segment to be as big as a percentage of your time. So, for instance, if you spend half your waking hours at work, well then, I guess that's half the pie, and so on. And if, you know, you give about 5 minutes every Sunday afternoon to your family, well, I guess that's a really small slice. But the thing is to, as in all these ideas, the thing is to be honest, the thing is to come clean, and to really, look, no one else is going to see this. No one else is going to be scrutinising it. Don't worry. Just write the truth down and let's have a look at it. And then once you see it, then you can ask yourself, is this okay with me? Is this okay with those loved ones around me? Is it okay with my work colleagues? Is it okay with my colleagues, my hobbyist friends or whoever? Now, then you're asking yourself questions. What do I want to change? Now, this is a huge question, of course, but you can change it, particularly if it's you that's made this pie in the first place. Start to think about a time in the future. Now, this could be 6 weeks in the future, it could be 6 months, it could be even 6 years if you want, but have a definite date in mind, whether it's, you know, a month or whatever. Have a definite date in mind, but don't try and push yourself too hard. Be realistic in a sense of when you could achieve this. If you're drawing with a felt tip, get another colour and put the segments of the pie now in the size where you want them to be. Or if it's simpler, draw it on another sheet of paper and draw the circle the way you would really like it. Now be careful here to avoid ideas like, oh, this is how, you know, I'd be perfect if I did it this way. It's not about that. It's not about you just pandering to your projected self. What you're doing here is you're saying, what do I really want to change? What would be a challenge to me? How do I think about risk-taking? We're going to talk about that more in a minute, but think about what you want to change and draw the other segment. Now, let's talk about risk and risk-taking. The only way to change things is to take some kind of risk. That's a truism, and those risks you can take in socialising, by asking someone to spend some time with you. That's a risk. You can take a risk with family, inviting them all round on a Sunday or something, if you don't normally do that. You can take a risk with your projects and decide to ask people round, and you know, there's all different ways of taking risks with things. But I want you again to think about the concept of balance here. How do you walk? Think about standing up. If you really analyse it, the way you walk is to put yourself off balance and then to correct your balance. That's how we walk forwards. We couldn't really walk forwards unless we allowed ourselves to become slightly off balance. And so we apply that to the idea of risk taking. If you don't take risks, you cannot make progress. So don't think about making too big a risk. Just take your time with it and think, what do I really want? What risks am I prepared to take? And think it through before you do it. So winding down now, I want you to ask yourself a couple of questions. What have you learned from this podcast? What is it you're going to take with you? Ask yourself, are you in survival at the moment or are you ready to flourish? Don't do one unless you've completed the other. What are you prepared to change in your life? And what are the risks you are prepared to take in order to achieve that change? These are questions that only you can answer. And as usual, I would ask you not to rush these things and not to rush into them without thinking about them. Remember, thinking about changing is as important as changing itself. So I hope you got something from that, and I will say goodbye until next time.